When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk, featuring Katherine Riker. Brought to you by Lawrence Allen, Global Executive Search Professional, author of The Tree of Liberty, Apteka Naturel, Backwell Syllable Backholder, Dan Perkins, Registered Investment Advisor, and author of The Brotherhood of the Red Nile series, Dr. James Butler, DDS, Gravity First Mattress, iMarketing, Magic Nutrition, Swan Montgomery, top musician, engineer, and performer with solo album Ogham. And Ultimate Air Show. Now, here's Katherine with Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Riker of Let's Just Talk. We have such an exciting guest today. And, you know, I love this because I love to matchmake myself, but I've never done it at this level before. The next generation of matchmakers takes the art back to its root while supporting the movers and shakers of today. Our guest is love architect Kaylin Rosenberg, who tells us how matchmaking has failed its consumers and what she's doing to change that. Kaylin, how has America's matchmaking culture gotten so out of hand? And welcome to our show. I'm so thrilled that you're on.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we'll dive into that question. That's, I'll tell you, I think that what happens or what has happened in this whole kind of dating and love industry is that you have lots and lots of people out there, just as you were sort of describing yourself in the beginning, who love connecting people, right? You love playing matchmaker, and your heart is to see people together happy and in love. And so amen, hallelujah to that for those people. And I think it really, in many ways, the industry started that way. But then I think that what happened is that people started to realize that it also can be and is an extremely lucrative business to be in an industry. And I think that, unfortunately, there are too many out there that ended up getting a bit skewed in a direction that was away from the reality that your client, your even your inventory, if you are a dating service or a matchmaking service, that they're still, that not still, the bottom line is their souls. They're real people with pasts and a true, genuine desire to not just meet somebody, because anyone can meet anyone on their own, but to have a really beautiful, healthy relationship, eventually marriage for most, that lasts. And so when the dollar gets confused with the soul, it gets really messed up. And so I think that there are just too many businesses out there that have forgotten that their client is the most beautiful soul and being that deserves love, especially for their investment, regardless of how much that investment is financially, and that they have to put more integrity and character in place front and center when accepting a dollar from someone, when taking their life on board and saying, hey, I'm going to show you a wonderful person and hopefully love, if that makes sense.
Well, 46 years ago, I married for the second time. Only knew him 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And we are so happy today.
I love it.
And
yes. Well, amen.
Thank you. But see, I think God had a lot to do with it, because I'll tell you why, Kaylin. Because his mother and my uncle went to school together.
Yeah.
But I met him in Florida, and actually we were from the Midwest originally.
Uh-huh.
And I met him through a used car dealer. I used to be in finance, and I had two little boys. And the first question I asked him was, do you like children? And he said, I love kids. So, and he had never been married before. So, I mean, there were a lot of ups and downs, right?
Sure.
But,
yeah, that's real.
You know, we're soulmates, and I think, we're in the same religion, we're the same values, that I think that means a lot. I actually just hooked somebody up that's 85.
Love it.
I had to tell you the story. Do you love this? Okay, 85. Yeah. I had fixed her up the second time. No, I don't charge to do this, by the way. I fixed her up with her second husband because her first husband died. And unfortunately, he died on, he had Alzheimer's, but the third one, she was, you could tell she's one of those kind of gals that just walked out of the bandbox. She's so gorgeous, she wears, she's awesome. And I introduced her to my hairdresser's father, who's a Baptist minister. But this is really weird. She changed religions for him. And now they're happily married since April.
Oh, I think it's beautiful. Honestly, congratulations on that. It's huge. And, and it's interesting, too, because sort of going back to your original question, what's sort of broken about the industry, or, how has it sort of gone awry? And I think part of it, too, is it's you have to be in a place, it's my thought, you have to be in a place yourself of having experienced love on a healthy higher level, especially love with yourself on a higher level, before you can even attempt to bring someone else to that place. And I think it's really about understanding love, getting love to the best of your ability, and then having that be sort of, again, the front and center energy that you base connecting to people on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it works for you beautifully, because your heart is, I can just tell listening to you. I mean, your heart is so in the right place, and it excites you. And here you're thinking about your, this dear friend, and then your hairdresser's father. And again, high five. We just need more people doing this. Yeah.
I want to know how you got into the business.
Yeah. Well, I used to model professionally in my early 20s, and I started this little self-image business. Back then it was self-image consulting, and really for me it was life coaching before its time, and sort of spiritual life coaching. Mm-hmm. But I had these clients that would come to me, and married and single, and they just wanted to kind of have help with their wardrobe or their makeup or whatever. And I really started to pick up on a pattern with these people that it wasn't really, we could do things on the outside and coif it up and fix it and blah, 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 but there was always something, there was a deeper story going on behind the scenes. And so my heart and my intuition would always dive into the, I'll help you with your hair and makeup, your wardrobe, but what about this? And we dive into, pain that would come to surface, or unhealed wounds from even going back to childhood, or, here I was kind of playing therapist, yet I hadn't had any of the formal training. I was just basing it on love and intuition and whatever God was showing me. And so I started to just trust in what I was hearing, working with these clients, and all of a sudden, as I'm helping them on the outside, they were healing on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to know these clients on such a deep level that when I happened to have two that were single, I knew them so incredibly well that I knew in my heart they needed to meet. it wasn't just, oh, I have two friends that are single or two clients that are single and maybe it will work. It was, I really know and understand these two on every level possible. Wow, they need to be together. And the next thing I knew, people were getting married left and right. They were calling each other soulmates, and I'm still in my 20s. And to be honest, at that time, I was going through a divorce. So I was kind of, you know, living through them. And then all of a sudden the press got involved, and I'll tell you, it went from local to national press to international press.
Oh, wow.
And then the Today Show and Oprah Winfrey and, you know, Times Square and Good Morning America. And,
right.
You know, God has just been amazing. And what I've done over the years, because I've been doing this for 22 years now, is that I've just never let go of the principles and the foundation of where it started. And the necessity of understanding oneself, which I teach through my book, as well as through my clients that I work with one-on-one, the necessity of being introduced and matched with yourself first. Mm-hmm. Loving on, healing, honoring yourself first. Because if you don't do that, I don't care if you meet the most perfect person in the world.
It's not going to work.
You're not going to be happy or fulfilled.
That's right.
So my marriages last, and they're happy, and I love on my clients, and we have clients all over the world. And
how long have you been married this time, my dear?
Yeah. We have been together for 18 years and married for 13, almost 14.
That's wonderful. You know, I'll tell you, I just turned, I'm going to be turning 71.
Oh, awesome. Yes.
And I don't look it. I don't feel it. I don't act it. And I absolutely would like to have you on my TV show, Born Before 64, because I'm finding that, Caitlin, that there are more people that are over the age of 50 that need help because number one, going back, even my mother, who I put out in the dating scene after my dad died, right? And she was 69 when she got married again.
Love it.
And
yep.
And so, you know, people are living a lot longer. Let's face it. I'm going to live to 150. I don't know about you. But,
awesome.
You know, they're living longer. They want relationships. They may not, you know, and the older they get, they may not be sexual per se, as we know it.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Oh, I know. No, I used to run homes for the elderly. I know what they do.
Uh-huh.
We'll have a conversation about that.
Right.
But they don't, and I find that men especially, if their wives die, and you probably know this more than anything else, really want a relationship, want to have companionship, more so than anything else. Am I right?
Yes, that's true. Yes. It was really, really, really beautiful and very sweet. I actually had two clients, one was a client and one was a gentleman that I found doing a soulmate search for her, and they're in their late 60s. And she was divorced and he was widowed. And he had just a precious, beautiful marriage with his wife who had passed away. He had learned how to be a healthy husband and man and communication. And my client, because she had been through a divorce and it had been sort of rough as far as being loved with her ex, didn't quite know how to do it. And here, this man was just cherishing her and loving on her, this man I introduced her to who had lost his wife, and healing my client through his love. And one of the things that I just adored so much about him when they were in my office the other day was that he was still, regardless of his age, he was so wide open to continuing to be a student and to learn to understand how to love her even better. Do you know what I mean? I mean, he was just wide-eyed and open-eared, and I mean, it was so beautiful to see. And so, yes, it is not about one's age, but I'd be honored to do anything with you to teach people more about everything that they absolutely can have.
You know what surprises me? Everything is reality TV today. Okay.
Yeah.
And I do want to talk about this for a minute because the one show that's out there that, you know, and I got married quickly. I got married in 1969. Okay. So back then that was quick. Three weeks. 3 weeks was quick.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm seeing these shows where they're marrying people that have never known each other, and all of a sudden they're thrown into situations. Is it because we are so, you know, there are so many reality shows out there, Kaylin, that are really strange. They marry people each other, you know, they get married to each other like the same day. They don't know anybody. But, you know, what I'd like to do is take a real short break, and I'd like you to answer that question. What do you think? Are people being pushed into situations on reality TV that not only make them uncomfortable, they do it for ratings? What do they do? So let's talk about that right after the break.
All right.
Okay. And we'll be right back.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, our new sponsor is Celestial Cruises, and they invite you to enjoy the real Greek experience sailing to some of the most popular picture postcard destinations in the Mediterranean, as well as the off-beaten path villages and islands throughout Greece and Turkey, breathtaking gems of the region. Sailing with Celestial Cruises is truly an unforgettable and authentically rich Greek experience, and it awaits you and your family. They're intimate, small to mid-size cruise vessels visiting ports that are not accessible to other big cruise lines. They have 64 themed cruises showcasing the region's archaeology, culture, and heritage. For more information or to book your cruise, contact 877-337-4665 or go to their website at www.celestialcruises.com. Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. My favorite tool in my kitchen and garage is the Bagwell Sealable Bag Holder. It's like having an extra set of hands to help you in the kitchen or the garage or anywhere. The Bagwell is quick and easy to use. Just pop it open, fold back a cuff on the baggie, spread the cuff over four sturdy arms, and you're ready to pour, fill, seal, and store with no spilling. It works great with snack foods, pasta dishes, anything that you have left over. It's dishwasher safe and folds flat for easy storage. Plus, it eliminates the clutter and stacks of tubs and lids in your cabinets and dishwasher. So, you can use it all over the house, anywhere you can use a baggie. Order a Bagwell for yourself, your friends, your family, for anyone who could use a helping hand. And guess what? They have a special at $6.99. Go to www.thebagwell.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back on Let's Just Talk with Kaylin Rosenberg, and she's got a new book out there called Real Love Right Now, and she is the love architect, and I'm so excited about having her on because this is one of the subjects that I love more than anything in the whole world, and it's matchmaking, but it's got to be done a special way, I believe, to be successful. So we're back, and we were talking, Kaylin, about, you know, these reality shows that, you know, I started watching and then I'm like, oh my goodness, this is scary to me. So what do you think?
Well, you know, here is the thing. They're television, right? They're really primarily for entertainment purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the viewer, no different really as a whole than the most contestants, not all, some are out there for fame, right, and they're 2 seconds of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really looking, separate from being just entertained, they're looking to continue to have hope and belief in love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love
mm-hmm.
for themselves. If they can see two people fall in love after 5 minutes, then, you know, amen, hallelujah, there's a chance for me too. And so people love to get lost in other people's stories. It makes you either feel more crazy, less crazy, normal. But the bottom line is that you believe love can happen. And, you know, can love happen in a day or in 2 weeks or in a reality that isn't really truly in real life reality? Yes. They really, really can. And, you know, and thank you for bringing up my book, because it's one of the things that I stress is absolutely crucial, is that no matter who you are, what you've come from when it comes to love, no matter where you are today, if you can get to a place where you have been truly, authentically, and in a healthy way matched with yourself, you know who you are, you know what you want, what you need, what you deserve, what you have to give. When you're really listening to that inner voice, You'll know, your soul will know, when you've met the right one. And it will also know when you haven't. And that's where we have to be the most careful, you know? So I know that this is focused on reality TV, but the bottom line is that it's easy to have chemistry. It's easy to fall in love. It's even easy for people to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also really easy for people to have a lot of pain in a relationship that was never meant to be, in something
right.
that isn't good for them. And so, again, crucial, which is what I teach in my book, it's not just that you need to learn to love yourself, but what that really means and how to do it so that when love shows up or the opportunity for love, that you can have it to the greatest degree.
Go ahead. Did you matchmake yourself?
I sure did. Of course, right? Yeah.
I love it.
But not with a client.
I love it.
You know? Yeah, not with a client. I just never went there. But
no.
But I knew when I met my guy, the minute I met him and he knew the same with me,
right.
that we were meant to be together.
Oh, that's great. You know, and
together since that day.
Oh, that's so funny because my daughter, I have to share this with you. She lived in New York.
Yeah.
And she'd been married, and it was only like a 3-month time period. And then what happened was she started, you know, meeting different people, and they just turned out not to be the right person for her. And her mm-hmm. friends said to her one day, "You need to do 50 dates. We don't care uh-huh. how, but you need to see what dating is all about."
Uh-huh.
And after the 34th date,
holy cow.
She actually found somebody online, and today uh-huh. she's happily married. I think
oh,
it's
I
about
love it.
6 or 7 years. I love my son-in-law. He's a doll oh. baby. And uh-huh. she ended up with 5 stepchildren. And then,
uh-huh.
then we had her, then they had, and it was a deal breaker because she wanted to have a baby. And she lost one, but then she had my darling Cassandra Leanne.
Aww.
And she's almost 5. She's on my show, so I love her to death. She's such a cutie. But, you know, I don't think it matters what age you are.
No.
But you know, like you said, you know that person. And I know she was scared. I was scared, you know, because I wanted to make sure that somebody loved my children. That was very important to me. Very important.
Yeah.
So what do you think singles do to themselves today to ruin relationships and not make relationships stick?
Yeah. Well, they, boy, what they do is that they forget to learn from what has not felt good or worked mm-hmm. when it comes to love and relationships in their life in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that it's just that they hadn't met the right one. And many times it's that they weren't the right one for themselves, number
mm-hmm.
one,
mm-hmm.
and then for a relationship. And so they're sort of out there with, you know, these false representatives of or false representation, and many times unknowingly,
mm-hmm.
of who they are. And so you have all these false representatives meeting each other, having chemistry and all the brain, you know, the neurotransmitter stuff going on, having maybe great sex if they do that before marriage, and then thinking they're in love. And then the minute they hit a wall, which every relationship does, and they don't know what to do because they haven't worked on, faced, or healed their stuff from the past. And so they're triggered all over the place, and they sabotage. And they throw that relationship away that actually could have been absolutely beautiful and amazing.
Mm.
But instead they go to fear and they go to ego and they push the person away and they go on to the next and the next and the next. So one of the biggest pieces of the work that I do is to confront the obstacles, first find them, confront them with love, and then heal them so that when my client is ready to really meet someone, they are so front and center and it's exciting and love is amazing. But most people, that's what they're doing. They're sabotaging love all over the place unknowingly. And it just breaks my heart. It's got to stop.
And, you know, now you have a lot of wealthy clients that you service.
Mm-hmm.
And are they necessarily looking for the same kind of financial situation? In other words, are they looking for somebody that has a lot of money?
the women are, the men aren't. And, you know, and it is a bit of a different dynamic, which sadly sometimes is unfortunate. So the men that have a lot of money, they could sort of care less who the female or the woman is, as long as he's in love with her and they love each other and they're healthy mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. But women, and I get it, women come to me that have quite a bit financially, and they don't want to feel like the breadwinner. They don't want to be the one taking care of everything. They want to have a man that matches where they're at financially. And it's a smaller pool. It's mm-hmm. really a smaller pool. So what I really try to teach is that, you know, money can be an absolute blessing and gift, and it can be a horrendous curse. And right. that at the end of the day, what really matters isn't what's in the bank. It's what's in the heart. It's what's in the chemistry. It's what's in the connection between the two beings. And if they have that right and beautiful, honest to God, the rest will all truly, truly work itself out. And I'm not meaning to sound like Pollyanna, but it's true.
It is.
I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it too many times. So, but yeah, money plays an interesting part.
And you know, go ahead. Well, I'm so excited to talk to you. But, you know, it's funny because my husband gets really mad at me when I do this.
Yeah.
He really gets upset, this matchmaking. He can't believe I like to do it. And
oh, I love it.
And it's, you know, and I'm finding more and more I agree with you about money. People that have a lot of money, all right, especially women, but I was surprised on a couple of that I've done where the other person doesn't have any money, and but they love them so much it doesn't matter, and then they start seeing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's important for people to understand that. I was married to somebody that was very wealthy, and I was very unhappy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
After 4 years, I couldn't take it anymore.
Yep.
And
oh, yeah.
And I did everything to save the marriage, and it just didn't save.
Yeah.
And I was out on my own with two little kids. But I found this, like I said, and we just celebrated our 46th anniversary. And I have to
I just love it.
Tell you that I'm more in love today than I've ever been.
Yes, it's real because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
You found your match. And I really do believe that every one of us on this planet has our match. Mm-hmm. We just have to have faith and trust and believe in it. And we are either with them right now, and it may not even feel like it. And there are ways to find out. But at the same time, and or our match is waiting. So if you just ended a relationship or you feel like you lost the love of your life, I don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Just trust, have faith, and know that that person's there. They're waiting.
And
I'm waiting currently with you to really fully have you first, you know, for the first time. Or they're waiting, you know, you're going to meet them tomorrow. And that's the part that gets so exciting and fun.
And it's funny, especially older people, you know, I keep on coming back to this. It's amazing, you know. You know, everybody thought I was crazy about my mom, but my mom was lonely.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of women out there that don't want to, you know, they don't want to admit that they are and that they want companionship.
Yeah.
And I see all these sad souls walking around out there that are my age or a little older. And they go, and I go, why? Why do you want to stay by yourself? Why wouldn't you want to have somebody special in your life? You know, that person that's up in heaven, you know, didn't necessarily want you to be a nun for the rest of your life.
Right, right.
You
True.
Know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of why Born Before 64 was created. And I love the name of your show. And I love the name of your website, theloveradar.com.
And thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. That's so cute. I really think it's really nice. I can't wait to get your book, by the way.
We're
going to need to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Caitlin Rosenberg, the love architect. We'll be right back.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
The Brotherhood of the Written Nile, America Responds. This is the final installment of the Brotherhood Trilogy. Over the series, we have been attacked by terrorists using weapons of mass destruction, began to rebuild America from all the destruction. And in the last book, America Responds, the Pathfinders have been charged to find the Brotherhood.
Just as they are ready to close in and capture the Brotherhood, the President tells them to stop and not capture, just follow. The President meets with special advisors to develop a plan of attack, not just on the Brotherhood, but terrorists worldwide. It's a risky plan, but one he hopes will work. We have to stop terrorism, or they will destroy the world as we know it. Will the President's plan work? Will the Pathfinder succeed? Will Ted and Hadar and Megan and Omid turn into real couples and have a life together? Will Frank and Karen return to Sanibel? All this and more in the final book of the Brotherhood Trilogy. Go to www.danperkins@sanibel.com to order.
Dan Perkins' new book, also available at Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. My sponsor, Magic Nutrition, has Yippee Pea Protein Powder, which I drink all the time. Why Yippee? Because it's 18 grams of protein and it's vegan complement. And it takes the body longer to process it, giving you more energy for a longer period of time. Save 3 to 4 hours average. I get it in the tub version, which is 2.65 pounds. It has wonderful protein powder, vegan complement, 18 grams of protein per serving, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, caffeine-free, with 15% RDA of 16 essential vitamins and minerals, plus 18 amino acids. It's a great probiotic, and it's 100% natural ingredients, available in double Dutch chocolate, French vanilla, and tropical mango. Go to www.magicnutrition to get it.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back with Caitlin Rosenberg and the Love Architect and her new book, Real Love Right Now, and her website, theloveradar.com. But she's also got something else I'm so excited about, and that is the little pink book. And I want to ask exactly what the little pink book is. It like the little black one?
That's so cute. Okay, well, a couple things, and I just noticed it when you said it. So the loveradar.com actually isn't my website.
Oh, what is it?
Yep, that's okay. It's the Love Architects,
uh-huh.
So plural, thelovearchitects.com.
Okay.
But the Love Radar is actually a gift that my husband had created, and he gave it to me for Valentine's Day 2 years ago.
Ooh.
And it's still in process. And the Love Radar is there to, it's a social media piece that connects with the energy,
uh-huh.
real time, in the moment, of love versus hate in our country based on what we're tweeting. And it is just fascinating stuff. You can literally see, if you go to theloveradar.com, uh-huh. you can see which city and state in our country has more love or not.
Wow.
And so what I want to do, so thank you for this, because actually I'm going to put more attention into this.
This is great.
Yeah, but what I want to do is that when we go on, it's like watching the weather, right? So
uh-huh.
if you notice that, Bozeman is low on love, let's all send love to him, right? Let's all tweet to him. Let's love on him. Our whole country needs more love. We have enough pain and disconnect and crappy news out there. We need to start focusing on love and healing and being there for one another and paying it forward. And so that's what the Love Radar is. So going to the pink book is actually something that I have been working on for quite a long time. And it comes from the fact that I do and have had for many, many years this actual pink leather, it's like bubblegum pink, leather-bound book that I have been handwriting my matches in, very old school, for the last, 20 years. And from time to time, my clients would always be like, I have got to get my hands on the little pink book. I need to get in your desk and desk drawer, and I need to see who's in there. And gosh, I'd love to, possibly meet some of those people you may not be thinking of. And I heard that from so many people that I thought, okay, what the heck? I'm going to start doing that. So it isn't fully built yet. It's in process. And it's really going to be my answer for people to connecting with love online. So people who are interested, they can definitely reach out. It will be people that I have connected with, personally vetted, absolutely adore, know are healthy and ready for love. And so that singles have a chance to really connect with people who are who and what they say they are and who are ready, rather than people that might not be so genuine.
Now, let me ask you this question. Are you still doing the Lovetown USA on the Oprah Channel?
Well, it's not with OWN anymore. Actually, it ended up winning a lovely award in Europe, and so uh-huh. BBC caught wind and thought, we want this show. So BBC bought it from Oprah or from OWN.
Oh, great.
And it's been running in Europe and over in South Africa especially and doing very well. So thank you for asking. So, yes, not here in the United States, but really doing well over there. And
we'd love to have you. We'd love to have you on our show.
Oh, it'd be fun.
I mean, we have three television shows, Timeless Performer. We own The Chef, You and I, which I think you would do really great on. And also we have Born Before 64 and then Let's Just Talk. So I own
it.
It's mine.
Brilliant. Love it.
Right. I mean, not be Oprah Winfrey, but, you know, we're doing really well and we're doing films. And
awesome.
I'd love to have you. You are so cute. And, you know, I think blondes do have more fun. I really believe that.
Even if they're not real?
Even if they're not real. Like, yeah.
Right?
I'm never going to go gray. Are you crazy? Anyhow.
You're funny. I love it.
You know, I love life. And I think that when you love life, you have energy.
Yes.
And you know, my mom, she's 94 today.
Mm. Oh, awesome.
Well, not just today, but you know what I mean. She's 94.
Okay.
She's 94.
Currently 94.
But, you know, her husband, her second husband, was only supposed to live for 5 years. But she gave him so much love and other things as well that he lasted for another 15. So
Do you love it? Yeah.
And
it's true.
And, you know, he became the love of her life. And he did everything for her, and he really cared about my mom more so than my dad was sweet, but she had a different kind of relationship. And I think the second time around, especially for people that are divorced, and it does turn out to be great, you look for somebody different.
Yeah.
And you look for somebody that loves you for you, and you love them for them.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
And I think that is the people always are asking me, what is the secret to my success, you know, as far as a relationship? And I think that's communication more than anything else. I think affection and love is part of it. But I think if you don't have a good communication level, you know, I'm married to somebody opposite than me.
Mm-hmm. And most of us are.
Do you think that helps?
Well, you know, it depends on where you're opposite. But yeah, I think you need, it's a balance. It's just as with the universe, it's a yin and a yang. You know, we need, and we'll pull from strength and from each other. And there needs to be a time when we can balance, you know, one can be weak and the other strong and vice versa, and be a safe place and a soft place as well for each of us, not just women, but men. Men need that from us also. But it's also, when you say communication, it's also about respect. We have to really respect our partner, you know, respect them for their heart, their soul, their journey in life separate from us on this planet, because although we're here together, we got here on our own and we're leaving by ourselves. And so it's really honoring the fact that each of us chose each other and the experience in life together on the journey, and to be compassionate at times when it might be difficult. So within that, communication is absolutely huge, that we're friends. We talk to each other. We honor each other. We listen to each other. We hear each other, even when we're angry, from our hearts, not just our ears, you know?
Well, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, you know, a lot of times families have a lot to do with the success or the failure, if you let that happen. For instance, my mother-in-law, God rest her soul, and we became friends in the end, she didn't like me at all. And she let me know it. And I have to tell you, 10 or 15, because I took her baby, and I was this other divorced woman, you know? And I was a year older than her son. And so, you know, it was like one day we were sitting there with his mom and dad, and he said, my husband said, you never really did like Kathy, did you? And I just sat there with my mouth open, and I went, why did you do that to me?
Well, calling it out. Well, you and I had the identical situation. Same thing with my mother-in-law. I took, you know, 15 years, and And she's finally liking me and accepting me. But it was the same thing. I mean, I was a single mom with two children.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, divorced. Her son had never been married. And I'm 2 years older.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
I get it. You
yeah,
know,
you
I get it. But
you
still,
get it.
Yeah, not easy. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I really took her under my arm. She was a crafter. I love crafting. And
yeah,
and
perfect.
I said, Mom, you've never been, her husband passed away. My father-in-law passed away. And I said, how about going on a cruise with us? Why don't I take you everywhere? I'm going to make your life.
Oh, my.
I did.
Good
and
for
I,
you.
And I won her over. I love, and you know, I miss her so terribly because she was a card player. And I love playing cards, you know. And
yeah.
It was like, she's not here. And I really miss her. It's really
that's
sad.
Beautiful.
You
but
know
you know what?
I mean?
That's so inspiring and insightful for people that are listening that might be having trouble with their in-laws. Or,
right.
You know, there's always hope. There's always a reason that maybe it isn't so easy.
Right.
There's always something to learn from it and to grow from.
Mm-hmm.
And just to, you know, to believe that it can be different. Absolutely. That,
right.
That's so funny with such a similar story.
Well, it is funny because, you know, back then, that time period, you know, it was a very strange time. And we didn't tell our parents how long we knew each other. We lied.
Sorry.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing was that we weren't married in our church, which I had to get an annulment before I could do it.
Yeah.
And it took 8 years. But, you know, it's funny, after that happened, it was really, and the funny part about it is that my roots are Jewish. And and my family became Catholic. And it was weird. So, you know, I went back to Israel. I went to Israel 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I found so much.
Wow.
That it was, you know, I did it for my mom because it had always been a secret in our family.
Okay.
And it came to life because back in the 20s,
really?
My great-grandfather at the time in family, actually, he was disowned by his family for changing religions. But there was so much discrimination back then.
Right.
That's why he did it. So,
right.
You know, it's funny. And my husband, when I went, he was so proud of me when I went and I did it. And I did it on my own with, you know, two other people that we filmed. But it was so exciting, you know, and I think that, you know, people marry each other sometimes and they don't know all of this, but they do find it. And you know, I've seen wonderful couples that are got mixed marriages that are do
yep.
so beautifully. And
yep.
right after the break, we're going to talk about that. And because I think that's something to consider, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So we're going to take a short break and we're going to be right back. After
right.
these messages. And don't forget to go and get her book, Right Real Love, right now. And what's your website again?
TheLoveArchitects.com.
Right. Is there anything else you want to mention before I go to break? Yeah?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk right after these messages.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance to the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@imktg.com today.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. You know it's hard to find a good dentist and great dental care in order to have a great smile. People compliment me all the time for my beautiful smile, and I owe it to Dr. James E. Butler, my dentist and dental expert on our shows. Dr. Butler is the founder of Innovative Dental Implants and has helped thousands of patients get their smile back. Dr. James Butler is a certified instructor for mini implant placement and has taught other general dentists the art and science of successful implant surgery since 2006. At IDI, they have a ceramic dental layup right in their facility to ensure the highest quality craftsmanship and artistry that dentistry has to offer. IDI works with you to give you just what you've always wanted, a beautiful, confident smile, and the ability to eat all the foods you've been missing. Give them a call today for a free, no-obligation, new patient experience. Call 614-529-0062, that's 614-529-0062, or visit IDISmile.com.
Magic Mind is the energy drink that will get you thinking. Magic Mind contains Zembrum, and evidence supports the use of Zembrum for multiple benefits, including cognitive function, focus, improved mood, and reduced stress. Magic Mind is a focus-enhancing beverage developed with a unique selection of the South American plant Solidium. This natural plant extract, combined with our proprietary blend of ingredients, is designed to improve cognitive function, stress reduction, and mood enhancement, providing confidence and focus. Get Magic Mind and get energized for life. Get Magic Mind today by visiting www.magicnutrition.com. That's Magic Mind at www.magicnutrition.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back on Katherine Raker's Let's Just Talk, and I just love talking to this gal. She's awesome. Her name is Caitlin Rosenberg. She is the love architect, and she's got a brand new book called Real Love Right Now. And website is Caitlin Rosenberg, or Caitlin Rosenberg Love Architect. Is that it?
No, it's the...
I don't get it right yet.
I love you. TheLoveArchitects.com.
LoveArchitect.com. And, you know, we were talking about mixed marriages, or if you are single and you're Jewish and you want to marry a Christian, how have you worked with couples that go through that?
Oh, well, yeah, and starting with my own. myself.
I love it.
Yeah. I you know, no, when I met my husband, I mean, I'm very, very devout, born again Christian, never dated a Jewish man in my life. And actually, you know, was taught it was taboo. And I met my husband not knowing what he was, not even caring what he was, because my soul fell in love before I did, and vice versa. And when I found out he was Jewish, I was like, hallelujah. It was, you know, it was really, really funny. And so, and I will say to you that, and he, we've said this, both of us together, he became a stronger, better, healthier Jew, closer to God personally, and I became a stronger, healthier Christian and closer to God personally from having been with each other.
Right.
You know, and understanding the root of our faith and, you know, and our love for God and the principles that are involved with it. And so it actually, it was really beautiful and healing for each of us, even though I'm Christian and he's Jew. And so when I talk to my clients and I'm matching people, I, of course, want to honor where they're at and what their desires are and what their hopes are. And but at the same time, when it comes to the faith and the foundation, and I think that part is crucial to be in sync to some degree with their foundation, but at the same time, I really ask my clients or people, period, to be open-minded and to have an open heart, because you don't know the journey and the message that's behind it. And it can actually bring you closer to the faith you're already in. It's just beautiful.
You know, I have had over the, I've had such a wonderful life. If I went tomorrow, Caitlin, I would be happier than nothing, okay? And I'm going to Greece, even though there's stuff going on there right now. And I'm actually going on Celestial Cruise Lines because of the relationship that we have. And it's Greek Cruise Lines. And it's one of these love boats. I mean, these boats are only 800 passengers up to 1,200 passengers. So they get to go into all the little ports and everything. And we lived overseas for 17 and a half years in all these wonderful places like Singapore, England, Spain, and Turkey. And I have to tell you, love is the same everywhere in the world.
Yes.
Would you say that?
Yeah, love is, it's a universal language that we need to learn, that we truly need to learn more and better. But yes.
I think your program in the BBC is going to rock, because I'll tell you why. Seriously.
Okay.
When I went to England, we lived there for 7 years, and I lived in a little town in Suffolk. And I have to tell you that I thought when I went there, they were a little strange, you know, in the sense of, the way they reacted to each other and were so proper. You know what I mean? But then I got to know them. And I, you know, I became one of them, actually. And it was so different. And it was so loving, a different way of showing stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I think your show's probably going to be, it's already a hit, right?
It's doing well over there, and which is just so fun. And you know, the whole focus originally of the show, and it was originally Oprah's idea, and that it was supposed to be a social experiment on the energy of love and the healing power of love. And so that's what's so cool is it's not a, you know, there's a piece of the show that's matchmaking, but it's also healing, you know, mothers and daughters who hadn't spoken in years and pastors of churches that were actually feuding and, you know, just businesses that were, it was bizarre. It was showing how when people are disconnected from love, the energy kind of flows in a negative way, and it impacts, I should say, in a negative way, an entire town. Mm-hmm. And we brought a bunch of love in for real and actually started to heal the town.
Mm.
So that's what Love Town is. And, you know, it'd be fabulous to bring it back to the States. I think we absolutely need it here. But I'm just so honored that it's doing well over there.
Well, you know, sometimes we become a success outside of our spectrum, and then we come back. Think of Elaine Stritch. She was really famous in England.
Yeah.
Not that she wasn't famous here, but she was so adored there that, you know, I, it's the same way with me. I think I like being outside of my realm because it changes the way you think about everything, you know?
Oh, it's healthy. I think it's
healthier.
Necessary.
I think it's healthier. Yeah. And I love watching television from Britain. I mean, I lived in a 500th century house.
Oh.
15th century, 15th century, and we redid it. I'd love to do a TV show there where I used to live in Suffolk. We should talk about this.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Say, actually, we really should talk.
Yeah, we really should. And, you know, I mean, seriously, I want to meet you. I can't wait to meet you. You are such a cutie. And,
oh, thank you.
And we will, we will Pinterest your show and everything else. But we're running out of time. I want to invite you back next month and see how you're doing and
Thank
how the
you.
Book sales are. I'm hoping you're going to come to Cincinnati.
I would love to. We'll figure it out.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. And thank you so much for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Give your website and your book and where you can buy your book.
Yes.
Okay.
Again, thelovearchitects.com. And then Real Love Right Now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And actually, it's being launched again in a couple of weeks. It'll be at Barnes & Noble across the country.
And I hope you do an audio book. I absolutely hope you do an audio book.
I did, actually.
Great.
Yes.
Great. Yes. Wonderful. And we'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk on our website at letsjusttalk.com or letsjusttalkradio.com or catherineraker.com. And we'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by Ultimate Air Shuttle, the Bagwell Sealable Bag Holder, Ardente Gourmet Store, Kelsey Lee Team Expert, and iMarketing on W4CY.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.